you guys just released your third album about a month and a half ago. What's been the reception so far?
I think people really, get a good buzz about it. to write and record it, so it was kind of different for us because we're where our bread and butter is out here, playing shows, and it was different being home for that full year, and it was kind of like the twilight zone, you get used to, being in a different, place every day, and then, you're home for, almost a year, and it's different, but yeah, we're getting adjusted to being back out here, and I think people are definitely, liking the new album.
Okay, just to put things in perspective for anyone that might be listening, you guys are a band that, like you said, your bread and butter is touring, and for this album, you guys decided to take a year off from touring, and you rented essentially a farmhouse and spent all your time together and wrote a bunch of songs for the new album and put everything together. I mean, when did this idea come up, and what was the reception to the idea at first? Were you guys like, hell no, we ain't doing this, or did you guys kind of just jump into it full force?
We didn't rent a farmhouse. The farmhouse is actually, it's owned by my grandparents on our farm in Kentucky, and my dad and my uncle, they play in a band called the Kentucky Headhunters, they've practiced there for probably more than 40 years. So for us, we grew up playing there. That's where we got together June 4th, 2001. We first started the band and started writing songs there for the first album, the second album, and this last one. We're very fortunate to have that house because it's the practice house is what we call it. It's it's like, it's very out in the middle of nowhere. It's like it's an old farmhouse and doesn't even have running water in it. So, but it's our palace, man. And when the label came to us about writing songs, we didn't want to write songs with anybody else. We didn't want to do co-writes because we were afraid that it would change the sound of the band. And we just didn't really have any time to do it. We were like, we're going to write our songs. We're going to, like we always do. And, the label kept, gnawing at us. And we were like, okay, well, finally, we'll write with some people. But, they're going to take equal shares because all of us write the songs, the music and the lyrics. So, but, when you're like we are, you're kind of stubborn a little bit, and you don't want anybody to infiltrate or to change what you do. And that was kind of like our producer. We didn't, we went out and we had plans. We were going to do the album ourselves, and the label wanted us to talk to a guy named Howard Benson. And so we went out and kind of met with him, and it turned out really good. We did the album and a place called Bay 7 in North Hollywood, and it was really fun. We were out there for like 30 days, and then we came home for like a week and a half for Christmas, and then I went back out in January to finish it up. But it was really fun, man.
Okay, Howard Benson has worked with acts such as Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, 3 Days Grace, some really big acts. How do you think he influenced you guys?
He helped with the pretty much. Howard was essential in helping us pick songs that he felt would be great for radio, and he actually let us do more of our thing than kind of before. I mean, we cut the drums in 2 days, which was kind of insane for me because I like more time to do drums. 4 or 5 days at least, and so we cut those really quick, and then he wasn't around for the guitars and bass. He kind of let all the guys do their thing, and then he came back and started working with Chris doing the vocals, and Chris would sing a song like 2 or 3 times and be done, and it was the easiest process doing it that way, because you're not having to go back and nitpick stuff and you got more of the passion and raw emotion that's in there. You know, something might not be in, like, pristine key, but it's just like, you know, when you do it, you know, only two or three times, you know, you burn out doing it. So that was something that was really cool. He had a great engineer there, Mike Plotnikoff, who was just incredible. The rest of the guys, too, I mean, it was a fun experience, you know, for us living out in Los Angeles for a month. I mean, it was kind of different, you know, because we're kind of Kentucky boys, man, and it was just different. And it was fun, though. We lived in two apartments out there, and, you know, kind of, it was a different route for us recording, but we had a great time doing it.
I was going to say, because, I mean, most of the songs on your new album, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, are about just that. They're about, you know, just being a regular guy, you know, like a whiskey drinking, you know, straight shooting son of a gun, and now you guys are, like, kind of in Hollywood, you know, with all the glitz and the glamour. How did you feel? How did you feel when you were out there?
Well, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, man. I mean, we're actually, I guess you could call us, we've toured so many places now, like in the UK and Europe, that we take the country everywhere we go. But you know, you got to open your mind to things. I mean, it's kind of, I don't, you know, it was like the Beverly Hillbillies, but you know, it's probably close.
Okay, so you guys are on tour right now, and then you're joining the Carnival of Madness tour. How does it feel to be back on tour after, you know, such a long time away from it?
It feels great to get on tour, man. I mean, you know, we just got back from England doing a Download Festival for 105,000 people, and doing the main stage. It's the third year we've done that, and you know, like all those festivals at Rock and Park, Rock and Ring in Germany, Nova Rock in Austria, and you know, we're, like you said, we're fixing to do the Carnival Madness tour, which that's going to be great. I mean, we got a lot of, you know, Theory of a Dead Man guys and the Alter Bridge guys. You know, we're great friends with those cats, so that's going to be very fun. And I know the Emphatic Band and Adelita's Way, really haven't, you know, met those guys, but I'm sure that that'll be great to get to do some stuff with them too. So but yeah, I mean, we're just happy to be back out, man, and touring, and you know, not sitting on our butt. I mean, it was great. We got to write for a whole year, but golly, it was just like out of us, you know what I mean? I think a lot of the co-writes we did were senseless, like in a way, because they were, you know, it wasn't that, you know, we hated the dudes we were working with or anything. It was just the fact that the songs didn't come together, but a lot of them did. So I think really we could have had the album done in like more like 6 or 7 months instead of almost a year, you know, if we could have, you know, go back and changed it. But you know, we had a good time being at home. It was fun. You know, we've been touring for 6 years, and then, you know, it was kind of a nice break. So, but being out here now, man, I mean, we're playing in Iowa tonight. We're playing South Dakota tomorrow, Nebraska. We go home for 5 days, and then we head back out. So, yeah, the Carnival tour is going to be great. It's going to be a fun one.
For fans of your band that have listened to your first two albums and haven't yet listened to the third, how would you describe the sound? I know you just described, you know, the process, the collaborative songwriting, the fact that you guys were not on tour when you were writing most of it, but the sound, how do you think it sounds different? How do you think you guys have grown over the first two albums?
I think the first album my dad produced with us, and the second album a guy named Bob Marlette did, and it was really, you know, it was cool. It was, you know, the third album, of course, we did Howard, and I think every time you just got to grow and grow with songwriters. You know, obviously the most important thing is the song. You know, you want to have, you know, a great song, and at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. But yeah, I think our songwriting has improved, and I think that, you know, each album, I mean, you know, it's kind of silly to say, you know, the when you make an album, I think that, you know, people are like, sometimes scared to get away from what it is that he did on their first album. I don't think we've really got some, more than anything, have improved. Because, I mean, we cut our first album in a in a local studio back home, and the second album was more of a, it was just more of a concept album, if you ask me. I mean, we were just trying to experiment with some stuff and trying to pull more. It was a, for me, I think it's, you know, if anything sounded, you know, very creepy and anything we ever do that sounded very euphoric, our second album will be that album, because there's some wild rides on that album. And I think the third one is just basically, you know, more of a, you know, I guess it's more of a simple, you know, hell, I don't know. People just listen to it, man. I mean, it's hard for a guy who plays the music to tell people what it's like. Like, I hate doing that, because it's like, people are going to make their own decisions. But, I mean, for me, the third album is just more ready for radio. That's all I can really say about it.
Okay, you know, percussion is often referred to as the heartbeat of rock and roll. I mean, how important do you think your drum work is to the overall sound of the band?
I think it's very important. I think that when all four of us get together, I think that it's a beautiful thing, you know. And you know, they always talk about, you know, drums being the backbeat of the band, and that's definitely what it is. I mean, if I'm not on, you know, it's not good. I have those nights, man, just like everybody does. But yeah, it's, you know, with us, like, we play together so long now that we kind of like, I don't know, it's weird, man. It's like the chemistry on stage, where, like, we were just talking about last night, like, if one guy is not having the best night, like, the other three, like, try to pull that person into the other side, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I'm having a bad night, and, like, you know, crap's falling apart, and I'm just like, oh, God, it's way better than working a 9-to-5, so that's what I just keep telling myself.
For people that haven't heard you play the drums before, how would you describe your style?
I don't know, man. I think it's, it is probably controlled chaos.
That works.
I don't know. It's, I mean, definitely I grew up listening to my uncle. He's my biggest influence for playing drums. And then, you know, a lot of jazz guys, a lot of blues guys, funk and rocks, and I don't know, man. I guess I've taken a lot of influences from a lot of stuff. But I try to, more than anything, I think, bring a lot of passion and power to my playing. I think more than anything.
Okay, you guys are currently, you know, starting up your tour, and the third album's come out, but what are you guys working on after that? Have you guys kind of set the table, or are you just, you know, riding the wave of this album right now and not thinking about, you know, the fourth album or writing any music right now?
Good question. You know, honestly, I think it's great to write, you know, every day. I think it helps, you know, become a greater songwriter. I think that honestly, you know, right now we're kind of in this touring mode, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to sit down and write anything, but I'm sure, like, as the year goes on, maybe, like, you know, next year we'll start kind of, you know, sitting down and you know, looking at some stuff. But I hope we can tour off this album for at least 2.5-3 years, so we'll see how it goes. I think the label wants to do like 9 singles off the album, so we're holding them to it. You know, we're like, you guys want 9 singles, we're gonna go do 9 singles. So, but yeah, it's in today's time, man, it's, you know, like, with singles, I mean, White Trash was released in I think it was the last part of April, I think, maybe, and of course it's, you know, it's July now, and so, you know, it's still going, it's going really good, and I think that, you know, the singles off the album, we've got, you know, some ballads and some more rock songs, and hopefully, you know, it'll take us, you know, into the end of 2012, maybe the start of 2013.